In this bulletin, a major Victorian town goes into lockdown. The World Health Organization works to formalize a long COVID diagnosis and definition. And in sport, England's cricket bosses give the go-ahead for the summer Ashes tour of Australia. With the latest SBS news, I'm Gareth Borum. Residents in the Victorian border town of Mildura have gone into lockdown in a bid to contain a growing coronavirus outbreak. The seven-day stay-at-home orders came into force at midnight. Mildura will be under the same lockdown rules as Melbourne, except for the nightly curfew. It came as Greater Shepparton and Moorabool Shire emerged from their lockdowns last night. Victoria reported a record 1,838 coronavirus cases yesterday and 5 deaths. But the state's chief health officer, Professor Brett Sutton, believes the outbreak is nearing its peak, with rising vaccination levels curbing the number of people ending up in hospital and intensive care. New South Wales is set to surpass another COVID-19 vaccination milestone, becoming one of the most vaccinated jurisdictions in the world. It's expected 90% of the state's eligible residents will have received at least one dose by today, with that number sitting at 89.8% yesterday. It all but guarantees the state will then reach the same level of double-dose vaccination within weeks. Some restrictions are lifting on Monday for those fully vaccinated. The Australian Capital Territory has also surpassed the 90% first dose milestone. The World Health Organization has released the first official clinical definition of so-called long COVID after global consultation. The emerging illness, which is also referred to as post-COVID, affects those who have new infections usually within 3 months from the first onset of coronavirus symptoms. Those symptoms last for at least 2 months and can't be explained by an alternative diagnosis. Dr. Janet Diaz, head of the WHO's clinical management, says a lack of clarity among healthcare professionals has complicated research and treatment efforts.
This is an important step forward to standardize the recognition of patients living with post-COVID-19 condition. We hope it will help clinicians and health workers recognize patients and start them on appropriate treatments and interventions and care pathways. We hope that policymakers and health systems will set up and implement integrated care models to care for these patients.
Taliban officials say at least 100 people have been killed or wounded after an explosion at a northern Afghanistan mosque. The blast occurred during the weekly Friday prayer service at the Ghoza-e-Sayed Abad Mosque, where members of the Shiite religious minority group typically come for worship. Taliban spokesman Zabihullah Mujahid says the Shiite mosque was the target and that a large number of worshippers were killed and wounded. It's unclear who is behind the blast, but in recent weeks some attacks have been claimed by IS. Eyewitness Sayed Hashmat says there have been several deaths and injuries. About 20 people might have been martyred and 40 to 45 others have been wounded. I think it is Daesh who has carried out this attack. There is no one else to do it. The United Nations Secretary General has paid tribute to two journalists who have won the 2021 Nobel Peace Prize, Filipino Maria Ressa and Russian Dmitry Muratov. Antonio Guterres says fighting for a free press is critical for preserving human rights across the world.
No society can be free and fair without journalists who are able to investigate wrongdoing, bring information to citizens, hold leaders accountable, and speak truth to power. Free and independent journalists is our greatest ally in combating misinformation and disinformation.
Maria Ressa was the co-founder of new website Rappler, which focused on President Rodrigo Duterte's anti-drug campaign. Mr. Muratov started the independent Russian newspaper Novaya Gazeta in 1993. In sport, England's cricket bosses have given the go-ahead for the summer's Ashes tour of Australia, which is set to begin as scheduled in Brisbane on December the 8th. But the ECB has only given the green light for the tour on the basis several critical conditions are met by the Australian hosts. COVID-19 restrictions have prompted concerns from some English players. While still to be confirmed, it now seems almost certain Captain Joe Root will lead the squad. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 20 degrees. Adelaide, afternoon shower or two, 21. In Melbourne, a mostly sunny morning and a late shower or two, 23. Hobart, possible morning showers, 18. Canberra, mostly sunny, 24. Wollongong, much the same, 26. Sydney, mostly sunny as well, 26 too. Newcastle, sunny, 30. Brisbane, similar conditions, 29. Cairns, partly cloudy, 32. And Darwin, mostly sunny, 35 degrees. I'm Gareth Borum, and this is SBS News.